Wisconsin Connections Academy was not only the first virtual school, but the first to be sued by the state's largest teachers union. WEAC claims the school violates charter school and open enrollment laws. WEAC denies teacher jobs are at stake, but money is. Each district gets about $5,000 in state aid for every virtual school student. The principal of Connections Academy, Nicole Schweitzer, expects the controversy over virtual schools to eventually be settled by legislators if the state Supreme Court does not address the issue first.
I think it is good to put into place some guidelines that all of us have to operate by. I certainly wouldn't want to see a fly-by-night private corporation come in and say they're going to teach the children and then simply just take the funding. I can tell you on a daily basis, the 9 educators and I are here every day talking and working with our students, walking them through their lessons.
In other lawsuits against virtual schools, WEAC has argued parents are essentially teachers who aren't certified. Student progress is monitored by virtual school teachers who are certified, but WEAC's attorney, Lucy Brown, contends that students may not be getting enough supervised instruction.
In most of the schools that have been established, there's little or no interaction over the computer even between the student and the teacher.
Interest in virtual schools is on the rise. 3 of Wisconsin's largest virtual schools received more than 2,000 applications after an advertising blitz during this spring's open enrollment period. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.